Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II, back at it again for another episode, for another installment of Health Optimization in Under 10 Minutes. So think about this. Just as your business has these KPIs, better known as key performance indicators, your health and your personal performance does as well. And one of those key KPIs has to deal with our brain. And for entrepreneurs, it's not just about the physical fitness. It's not just about looking good with our clothes off, looking good at the beach, having nice muscles. Our cognitive fitness matters just as much. And when you think of cognitive fitness, I break it down into 10 categories that I'll share with you real quick. We have attention, we have motor control, memory, perception, language, social and emotional functioning, planning and logic, computational skills, creativity and imagination, and lastly, motivation. But for today's purposes, I want to leave you with five practical tips to build a stronger, smarter, and healthier brain starting today. And it's all backed by research as well. So the first tip here is to eat omega-3s. Eat more of them. So what protein is to your muscles and what calcium is to your bones is what omega-3s are to your brain. Because the human brain is nearly 60% fat. And within that, there's a large portion that consists of omega-3 fatty acid called DHA. And DHA is relevant to not only your personal life, but your entrepreneurial journey as well, because it's going to promote new neural growth. And this allows signals to move across neurons. So to break that down in more plain speak, this allows your brain to operate much more efficiently and effectively. So besides exercise and sleep, your nutrition dictates the level to which your brain is going to perform. So improving your nutritional regimen through the inclusion of more omega-3s not only will enhance your memory, it's going to enhance your attention to detail, your mood, your charisma, your ability to assimilate and implement information. In essence, it's going to make you more of a superhuman entrepreneur. So to get started, some great food sources when it comes to omega-3s is salmon, herring, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and trout. Eat these a handful of times a week. And besides taking care of your brain, you're also going to help balance the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio that is so important to managing our inflammation and keeping us in a higher performing state. Now, I know some of us, this may make our stomachs churn or turns your nose up at these type of foods. So if you're that type of person, make sure to invest in a high-quality fish oil supplement. And high quality, so do not skimp short when it comes to purchasing an omega-3 supplement. The second tip here is to play chess. You know, entrepreneurship is much more than landing pages, funnels, and all sorts of other tactics that is commonly associated with it in the online space. Being able to recognize trends and adapt to the current market, to the current times, is equally, if not, dare I say, more important. You know, when it comes to recognizing these trends and patterns, this could be further broken down into pattern and object recognition. Now, we have the left hemisphere of our brain, and this deals with object recognition, whereas the right hemisphere of our brain, this deals with pattern recognition. And here's a study I found by looking up chess. So it's a 2010 study appearing in the Journal of Experimental Psychology. Researchers discovered that playing chess boosted both sides of your brain. Now, chess also helps your brain stimulate the growth of dendrites, which are simply tree-like branches that are going to conduct signals for other neuron cells into the neuron that they're attached to. So when you have bigger and faster neurons, your ability to process information along with your general IQ levels is going to rise. And I know what you're thinking, playing chess, that's kind of weird. And, you know, there's no need, you don't have to get proficient like you're Bobby Fischer or anything. You know, just playing the game a few times a week is going to start reaping some of the benefits. And you can sign up for a free account at a website called chess.com. And the next tip here is to learn a new language. Now, whether it's, you know, to help with the ever-increasing diverse business world that we're in, or to integrate more into in-depth into the culture on your next travels, or maybe you have a partner who is from a different culture as you and you want to be able to communicate with their family, learning a new language is beneficial. I'm currently learning a new language right now. So one of the most significant benefits when it comes to learning a second language is helping to increase the volume of your brain. That might sound weird at first, a little strange probably, but it's actually music to your ears and should be welcome. So not only is this an evolutionary advantage, but it's also beneficial to strengthening your mental muscles. So appearing in an October 2012 issue of NeuroImage, scientists discovered that consistently practicing a language generates higher hippocampal volume, which happens to be the cerebral structure whose main task is linked to our memory. That's fascinating. You know, as an entrepreneur, a large portion of your day revolves around making decisions. And, you know, with the languages here, and speaking of decisions, a study by the University of Chicago, appearing in the April 2012 issue of Psychological Science, found that people who spoke an additional language were better able to pick up the nuances in any given situation. Individuals made decisions that were more rational-based as opposed to emotional-based. So a tutor or even immersing yourself in the country is a great thing, but you can start learning and start getting these benefits with any app with as simple as 15 minutes a day. And so the fourth tip here is to commit to a writing practice. I'm a little partial here because writing's one of my first loves. And when we think of mitigating stress, a lot of times we think of maybe adding some more zinc, adding some holy basil, some more vitamin A, some more vitamin C, some vitamin D with some K2, and many other vitamins and herbs. But there's something you can do right this very moment to help mitigate stress and keep it under control, and that is to start writing. And when I say writing, I don't mean you have to start writing the next great American novel or become the next Hemingway or Garcia Marquez, who's a fantastic author. It's probably my favorite. You don't have to become none of those people to reap some of the benefits of daily writing. You know, writing is great for improving your critical thinking skills, but most importantly, writing and journaling specifically, it's beneficial to an entrepreneur's mental health. It's crazy times that we're living in right now. Owning a business is stressful as hell. I'm sure you realize that. And when it's your health, your relationships, past trauma, or like I said, the emotional roller coaster of building something from scratch while navigating through the current times we're in, journaling is beneficial for entrepreneurs. You know, a study appearing in the September 2005 issue of the Advances in Psychiatric Treatment, it found that writing about emotional, stressful, or traumatic events for 15 to 20 minutes on multiple occasions was found to improve your physical and psychological health. 15 to 20 minutes to improve your mental health. Make it part of your morning routine, make it part of your night routine, or use it as maybe a halftime in the middle of your day to kind of pause and assess how the day's going. So the last tip here is to learn how to dance. A little odd, maybe, but I'll tell you what. I remember the first time that I walked into a salsa class. My stomach was in knots and my palms were very sweaty. It's almost like those lyrics. I think that's the lyrics of the Eminem song about palms are sweaty or something, but I might be messing this up. Anyway, luckily in this situation, I found a towel to wipe my hands before asking a girl to dance. Still super nervous. Stomach had all these bubbles inside, but safe to say I've survived. I got over that fear. But years later, dancing has provided numerous benefits to me, both from a personal and a professional standpoint. And two of those involve self-confidence and the ability to think quicker on my feet. To improvise, as some people would say, being quick on your feet and able to improvise is essential throughout every stage of the selling process as an entrepreneur, along with just, in general, communicating. You can't have a script every time you go to talk to someone. And as you age, the typical person sees a decrease in their motor, their cognitive, and their perceptual abilities. But it doesn't have to be this way just because you're getting older. You don't have to have a less functioning brain. So not only can you redefine aging, but you can build a sharper brain by learning how to dance. And you don't even have to have the skills of a professional dancer to get the benefits of it. So here's a study I found. Appearing in the February 2016 issue of Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience, dancing was found to improve cerebral health. In particular, again, it was spatial memory, along with preserving and even enhancing your motor, your perceptual abilities, and other cognitive abilities as well from those 10 that I named at the start of this talk here. So when you have a brain that is operating at its best, not only will your body follow suit, but your productivity, your performance, and your general quality of life is going to catapult. So as always, thanks for tuning in. Let me know which one of these that you're going to implement more. So stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you're someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. And you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go. And then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.